Hi guys, thank you for popping in to the Shoeshine Tapes. I don't know if you've listened to us before, but we very, very rarely do podcasts. So I've been listening to a few podcasts this week, a couple of guys that I'll mention in a bit, and we do another podcast, me and my wife Teresa, called the Shoe Gang Podcast. Available here on Anchor, and that's been really good fun. Now I used to do podcasting for the shoeshine business, which is that's what this one is, but of course during the pandemic, nothing's really going on, so got nothing to talk about really. So what happened was that we started like we'd done about 5 months of podcasting, well, once a week for a thing called the shoegang.com. And then, so we decided, like, this is like really good fun because we sit there, open a bottle of Plonk, and we just chat. There's no script or anybody. We got. I'm not going to lie to you. We have a few bullet points to remind us, things like that. But there's no script as such. But it's just really good fun. So we decided to like look into a few things. So like yesterday, I bought some video software to make some adverts about podcasting, and I got it today, and I did one. It took me 10 minutes. It actually took longer to process it, the laptop to process it, than it did actually me to for me to actually make the bloody thing. But also that we're going. I was going to buy this stuff on eBay or Amazon for two people podcast mixer studio thing, but you only seem to be able to get them on America from America, and it's like 71 quid postage. And like, I'm not going to pay that. We don't mind spending that a couple of 100 quid. So we thought, oh, you know what? There's a place in Piccadilly in Manchester here in the UK, big music store, and they do them. So like I checked them out, but they were closed because I haven't got staff. I haven't got enough staff to open the shop. So they opened up again a couple of days ago. So we'll probably pop in there at the weekend and hopefully get that. So this will be sounding even better next week, hopefully. So the guy that I was sort of like listening to this week is a guy called Steve Bartlett, Diary of a CEO. I've seen Steve a couple of times at events. Very interesting guy. If you've got 20 minutes, half an hour, go and check out his podcast. Very like interesting, and how he started, and how he made his fortune and stuff like that. Always straight to the point. He won't like mess you about. He's pretty good like that. Anyway, the other guy actually came to us, sort of, we hadn't heard his podcast, this other guy, but we got a message from the shoegang.com about this guy who had heard one of our podcasts and asked us to be a guest on his show. So we emailed him back. Well, we checked him out, of course, first, as you do. And we checked him out, and it's a very, very interesting podcast. He does one every single day, about 20 minutes length. And I think he's about, I don't know, 460 episodes in. Very good. He's got this great catch line, like, let's light a lantern. I think that's it. Very catchy. Suits his podcast down to the ground. So check that out, guys. That's the understory lawyer. I think he lives in California somewhere. So hopefully me and Teresa will be guesting on that, which would be interesting. The future, the future of the business is same as anyone's business at the moment, I would imagine. A bit like hit and miss, really. We're hoping to be, well, I mean, before we had a base in the city centre. I'm just not too sure that's going to work again, with all the restrictions and stuff like that. So we've not been there for like 18 months. We have spoken to them. They sort of said mid-September, but some of the things that I've learned over this period of time is that, do you really need it? You know what I mean? I mean, we never made big money from being in Manchester City Centre. You know, it's the location's great. You know, the Lowry Hotel, 5-star hotel in Manchester, is great. But Manchester as a whole don't really shine their shoes, or they do it themselves, or they get a Primark, whatever the reason. But we used the Lowry because it meant that we would get people sitting in our seats. Like, we charge them £8 for a shoe shine, but I mean, that was like inconsequential, really. What it was like, we needed them to like book us for an event, which was like £500-£600 a day. So that's why we stayed there for like 2 years, and the great staff there, of course. And we were given a lot of freedom to like take time off to go and do these events and stuff like that. Now the events have started coming back. We feel, on reflection, after this like long period of lockdown restriction, same as you guys, we sort of feel like, and a couple of events have come in that we've like gone off and done events, and they've been very, very quiet, but hopefully that will pick up a bit. We feel that we've got enough people on our contact lists and regular clients to like, just do 1 or 2 days a week on the events, and we're okay with that. We've learned a different lifestyle, which I think many people have, and like, I wouldn't say we're in a position to be able to do that, but it's certainly on our minds whether we can just go, because we originated as a just an events-based company. It's just a lot of people wanted us in town, and sort of said, "Oh, can you come here? Like, we've got a spot for you here, and we've got a spot for you there," but we never made any real cash. So, even though it was very nice to have a base, but we never really, we never like made a fortune. And something that came out of that was like a lot of people were sort of saying like, "Oh, they'd phone you up and say, 'Oh, Dave, you do shoe shines.'" And so I say, "Yeah." And they say, "Oh, where are you based?" And you sort of say, "Oh, I'm based here in this, in the city centre of Manchester." And sort of say, "Oh God, parking's a nightmare." And so we sort of said, like, like, okay, like, whereabouts your base? Like, drop them off at the house. So these guys started dropping their shoes off at the house. Great big, like, sports bags full of shoes, because they didn't want to drive into town and park up and all, all the rigmarole of that type of thing, get stuck in traffic or anything like that. So we started doing that. We called it drive-by shines, because these cars would just pull up, open the window, pass the bag out, and then, like, go away and come back, the next day or later on, a few hours later, and pay us and then get the bag back. That was all right. It's nice to be able to help people out like that. But during lockdown, or like this whole pandemic thing, that has grown, where a lot more people, we get a lot more visits to the home. And I think maybe from the shoegang.com that may be from women as well, because we have had a few more women turning up with bags of shoes, which is fantastic, because it see that leads straight into like the shoegang.com, which is very like feminine, more ladies based. It's more my wife's Teresa's project. I'm just sort of like the audio candy, audio candy for our podcast, but it's good fun. So, we may just carry on with that and then do events. How the events work, I don't know, not sure. But we just have to see how it goes, guys. Like, you know, we're in the same boat as a lot of you. I know the office visits, which was dying away anyway, but I have spoken to a few of our clients that allowed us in their offices to work. They were sort of saying, no chance you're getting in here, Dave. And also, like, the people that were doing, you know, Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, are now doing 2, 3 days a week in the office. And they're being allowed to walk in with like jeans and trainers. So, you know, that's like a, you know, that's a thing of the past now, I think. So we just got to look to the future. So I don't know. Not sure where we go really. But I was listening to this doctor thing, you know, because it's like, oh, you know, you can't come in here because you haven't been, you're unvaccinated or stuff like this. Hold on, guys. Yeah. Oh, that's better. But, you know, I'm going to be controversial. If you know me, I am quite controversial. COVID's not killing us, guys. COVID's not killing us at all. The thing that's killing us is obesity. Sorry to be, you know, like, what's that? But, yeah, ask any doctor during this pandemic, and he will tell you know, what's killing people is the obesity. You are getting a few doctors on line saying it, but they're getting closed down. But it's a simple fact of the truth. And hey, you know, guys, I want you to know, like, you know, I'm not having a go at like obese people. Believe me, 18 months of sitting on my backside, sitting in the garden late into the night in the summer, drinking beers and eating burgers, I put on some weight, serious weight. We when we got booked for our first event, the morning of the event, I had a shower and then went to put my, you know, like, like a work clothes on, which is, you know, like always like a very shiny shoes and nice pair of trousers, shirt, braces, that type of thing. And then I realized that my trousers had shrunk in the wash. Well, that was my excuse until my wife looked at me and said, like, Dave, have you seen your belly, mate? So, I'm the first to realize that, like Dave, you've got to lose some weight. So I'm on a little bit of a diet at the moment. Saying that, I am sitting in the office having a beer mid-afternoon doing this podcast. So I'll start tomorrow. And also smoking. I still smoke. I've always smoked. Smoked since I was 11 or 12. So it's like 45 years, 46 years, something like that. And they always sort of say, oh, you're going to get lung cancer and stuff like that. But don't forget, so just a little bit of controversy here. So the people who are vaccinated, who say, like, yeah, whatever you're, I mean, I don't care if you're vaccinated or unvaccinated, it doesn't bother me. But if you can go back to the start of this pandemic, guys, you will see the government and government scientific advisors and health advisors telling you smoking kills COVID. Now, they haven't said it since, but that's because they don't want people to smoke. You know, they spent billions over the years telling people not to smoke until it came out that, like, smoking actually kills COVID. So I'll sit here puffing away. I'm okay with that. And people say, well, aren't you worried about getting lung cancer? Well, like, you know, hey guys, it's life. You know, you have to live life the way you enjoy it. I enjoy smoking. You're like, you know, all right, so fair enough. I'll admit I'm addicted to smoking, but I do enjoy it. He says just about to light up another cigarette, but anyway. And but then you got to think of it like we should be celebrating the NHS really, because last year. So 2020 to 2021 in the UK, not one person died of lung cancer. Do you know that, guys? Not one single recorded death of lung cancer last year or flu. And I'm not too sure the normal figures for lung cancer, but flu on a good year in the UK, 6,000 people would die. in a bad year, 15,000. Not one person died of flu last year either. So we should be celebrating. We've cured flu and lung cancer. So don't have a go at me about being unvaccinated. I'm just following the science. So with this starting this new podcast, because we're getting this new stuff at the weekend and I bought this like new video software and stuff like that, I thought, like, okay, trees is out. Let's like go up into the office, open a bottle of beer and do a podcast. So here I am doing this podcast. And I'm going to try and do it like as Steve Bartlett was saying, you know, he was doing it for, he would miss a couple of months. I don't think he missed 8 months like I did, but he would like, you know, like do a podcast and miss a couple of months and then do another one. Then the next one was 3 weeks later and he was sort of like, he was getting no real traction until he decided 10 months ago, like, okay, every Monday morning, I'm going to do a podcast. And his figures went through the roof. Now, I have to tell you straight away, I'm not going to lie to you, if I got like, you know, 4, 5, 6, 10,000 people listening to me every week, I'd be over the moon. My head would grow enormously. But when I'm not actually doing it for that, I'm just doing it because I enjoy podcasting. I've realised that the podcast with the shoegang.com that I really enjoy just sitting here chatting about stories about, you know, what's happened and, you know, like, you know, in the business and things like that. So it's, you know, so we're going the organic way. And so the way we're doing that is I found a site called buymeacoffee.com because a couple of people that have come around and dropped shoes off said, oh, have you been on Patreon? Because, like, you know, you could, you know, make money on, you know, doing videos and doing your podcast on that. We looked at it, and there are, you know, some people making, like, you know, fair lots of money on it, and good luck to them. And then we were sort of thinking about it, and we wasn't too sure. And then we saw something called buymeacoffee.com. And so we like looked into that, and that just seems so much more friendly. You know what I mean? It's like, it's no big thing. It's no like, oh, you know, I want you to be my Patreon because, like, you know, I'm making these podcasts and, you know, hope you really enjoy it. Like, you know, send us some cash over, which suits some people. But me and Teresa thought, oh, you know what, buy me a coffee. It sounds so much more friendlier. You know, so like, if you listen to the podcast, you enjoy it, go to the website, www.themanchestershoeshineco.com. Just type that in and it will come up with tmssco.com. Go there, top right-hand corner. Just click that, guys. Cost you £2. £2. Yeah, so that's where we're going with it. And hopefully the business will survive. We've survived so far. Basically, we've just been in mothballs. We're just waiting for the rest of the world to catch up with us, I think. But, yeah, I think that's about it for now because I'm trying to keep them under 20 minutes because I know your time is precious. And the sun is shining and I may have to take this bottle of beer into the back garden. yeah. One of them things, guys, isn't it? Anyway, guys, not too sure what time the podcast would do. The main thing was that I just, like, came upstairs into the office, did this podcast, knocked it out, and then, like, all of a sudden, I'm back in the swing of it. And next week, we work at a certain time, and it'll be done each week at that time. So, guys, thank you so much for listening in. If you have listened to us before, I don't blame you for not listening again. I really don't. Yeah, if you can't be consistent and, like, you know, reliable, then, like, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't use you as a business. But forgiveness is a big, big thing, guys. So, forgive me for not being... But I had nothing to speak about because, you know, there were no businesses. There was no city centre. So anyway, guys, send me a message. Tell me what you think. Anything. Send me anything, guys. And I'll bring it up next week and we can have a chat about it. Thank you, guys. That's Dave out. Bye.